Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Tuesday, December 8th, 2015. This is part three, the final part of our three-part series with Will Tucker. He's talking about fasting anywhere between 16 to 23 hours per day and still gaining more muscle, getting stronger, and getting more shredded than ever. And if you have been listening to the previous episodes, you probably noticed that my voice is way off right now, and I apologize for that. I just got back from three straight days of teaching an all-day, all-night seminar in Dallas, Texas, and I completely blew my voice while I was there. But either way, the show must go on, so please enjoy. So you keep mentioning research, research, research. What are the resources that you research or the books that you read that got you so fascinated with this to the point where you put it together and you decided to experiment it and even went so far as to go ahead and bet a competition on it?
Well, I would say it started, of course, with some basic research on the internet. I don't have any specific books per se, but there are a couple people that I found to be very knowledgeable about the subject because they've lived their life like this daily for better than a decade.
Who are they?
There's one guy in particular. Is it okay to name drop on this?
Why not? So that way our audience, anybody who's listening to this, they can look him up themselves too.
His name is, excuse me if I get the pronunciation incorrect. I want to say Nun Amin Ray. He does a lot of research on this. You can find him on Facebook, of course. He has a lot of followers there. He is a vegan, holds the deadlift record, I believe, for his weight class. I think he weighs about 170 pounds, heavy deadlift over 650 pounds, I think. And he's been living his life this way for a decade. So I've loosely been following his philosophies. If you see him out there, he looks amazing. And he fast daily for 23 hours, where I did it through prep, and then after the competition, you know, maybe I would have a 4-hour window or a 8-hour window, never longer than 8 hours. I fast 16 hours daily, even now. And I kind of followed his philosophies, took a little bit from there, and as I said, started out that first week where it was rough, and that was, I guess, my trial period, and my body's a period to adapt, and after that it was a piece of cake. So he was the primary
person that you followed to put your program together.
Yeah, so it was loosely based on his philosophies.
And then you just looked up some more stuff after that?
Yeah, I did more research, of course. You know, I'm just not going to, you know, find someone and just say, okay, well, they must be the expert on the topic. I would say, being that he's done it for better than a decade, he's very knowledgeable on it. And, of course, it comes down to knowing your own body. And put the two together, plus from my experience as a trainer and training for bodybuilding, and I just found a winning formula that works for me.
Wow. So you mentioned that you did this since June to prep. And what other changes have you made before you did this June? Was there anything else that you would say that contributed to the results, the better results that you've achieved since the last time we did an interview?
I would say it's pretty much this training protocol that I've been following. And as I said, it's even controversial in the bodybuilding area because, you know, some people are anti this or anti that, and you have to weigh out this or weigh out that. Everybody else is going right, I took a left, so to speak. So it's totally unorthodox, and I didn't change anything or do anything different other, you know, when we spoke last, that's how I typically would prep. Eat, 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 have a bulking period, a cutting period, like most bodybuilders say. Now I just stay lean and I just continuously build.
And you went, so since the last time we talked, your routine was pretty much the same until June of this year.
Correct.
Wow. So you're saying you made all of these results. So all these results that you're talked about, the enhanced muscle mass, the enhanced definition, all that came about just over the past few months from doing this.
Seriously,
that's amazing.
Fasting,
that's amazing. All right, now did it? So, are you saying it completely started on June, or because what I'm hearing is that okay? So you did this, the 23-hour fast. Now you do a 16-hour fast. Were you doing a 16-hour fast prior to this, or have you just started that since you finished the contest?
I had never fasted in my life, unless it was because I didn't have food. So I knew nothing about it. That was just the date I had in my mind because it was in May where I was really doing the research, and I said, you know what, I'm going to start at the first of the month. You know, it just seems like a good time to start something right there on day
yeah.
one. So, yeah, anytime I've never fasted prior, like I said, unless there was no food available.
You never fasted unless you were too busy to make a grocery store run, and you didn't have enough food in the pantry in the fridge.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I never intentionally fasted prior
oh, my goodness.
This past June.
All right, so what is your daily routine look like now?
As I said, whereas in the past you heard me being this big proponent of breakfast and this big bowl of oatmeal in the morning.
Let's forget the past. You've destroyed the past. There's no going back, Will Tucker.
Okay, yeah, there's no going back, right. Here, present and forward, I never eat breakfast. I never eat before noon, ever.
Oh, wow, okay.
So that's the first thing. And that's on the day where I do a 16 hours fast, 8 hours eating. So I would eat, my window would pretty much be from noon to 8 on the days that I do the 16. However, I try to stick with at least 20. So typically around 4, I would eat on most days and be done by 8. So, I mean, of course, you can consume more calories in that time, but I still pretty much had the same caloric intake, although it's not measured. As when I was doing the 23 hours.
Okay, so within the 8 hours or the 4 hours. So if you started at noon, you're going to end at 8 no matter what.
Correct.
And you might start at noon and you might start at 4 p.m.
Yes, or somewhere in between. But there's never a point where it's, eating before noon.
Are you preferentially choosing later than noon?
No, it's just it now goes back to what I just mentioned about unintentional. You know, I may be busy and don't realize it's 1 o'clock, and I'm like, oh well, I guess I can go ahead and eat now. It's afternoon. I wasn't purposely doing it. Some days I will say, okay, I'm not going to eat anything till 4, for example, or I will mix some 23-hour days in there still. So right now it's just kind of all over the place, but never before noon.
Well, you know what I'm getting at is actually, is it better? Do you get better results when you're able to push it back further? If you're able to start at 4 p.m. and end at 8 p.m. As much as you can, will you get better results than if you started at noon?
I haven't really measured it. I haven't really paid attention, actually. Yeah, I just kind of opened it up. I just kind of got a little more lax with it after the competition. You know, it was mission accomplished, but I didn't want to go back to what I was doing prior because it felt good.
Well, let me ask you this then. Is there a difference in results between doing just a 1 hour fasting, a 1 hour eating period versus an 8 hour one?
I think definitely in the digestive system, it's noticeable. When you go to relieve yourself, so to speak, it's definitely noticeable, especially in the middle area too. I mean, as I said, within 10 days, I saw my abs were like literally almost ripping out of my skin after
wow.
10 days.
Wow.
It doesn't take long. I've seen people do this, and as I said, I'm a trainer and I work with some clients, and you know, I kind of monitor them and make adjustments within 30 days. It's some unbelievable results can achieve by this. And they struggle in the beginning, just like I did, as I spoke about. But once the body adapts to it and you embrace it for all that it's worth, not just the physical aspect of it or the aesthetic aspect, but the
spiritual and mental aspect of it too, because I always try to incorporate or tell them to incorporate some type of meditation or yoga, as well as what I did sometimes, as I mentioned, sleeping and other ways to keep me distracted. It's totally amazing.
Your body's going, I'm dying. I might not wake up if I go to sleep.
No, the body is thanking. The body is like, thank you for giving me a break, as you mentioned, the free radical.
Speaking of relieving yourself, I mean, what do your poops look like? I mean, they must be like little hamster pellets that come out.
Exactly. I didn't want to describe it, but go ahead. You got it. 23-hour window, yeah. And with some of the research and some things I read, one thing I had never done until then, because I was, I guess, backed up, so to speak, in the beginning. If you're familiar with colon hydrotherapy, I actually went to a couple sessions of doing that, where you're kind of cleaned out with a hose that kind of sprays water.
I've never done that before. I've never done that before. But that's,
I had never done it prior to it, but with some of the research. And it used to be a normal thing back in the day. There was a section in Beverly Hills, which was known as Colonics Row, where they were these clinics lined up, because hence Colonics Row, where people would go in and relieve their bowel, so to speak, that way.
So, is this something that's essential to do? Because this might be a deal breaker for me if I've got to do that.
Well, I mean, there are other ways, I'm sure. There are other ways. I wouldn't recommend any over-the-counter laxatives or anything.
Do you have to do that?
In the beginning, it's going to change. And then, like you say, you get your daily hamster pellet after a while once you adapt to it.
You sit on the pipe, push as hard as you can, and a little pebble comes out. I mean, that must be
exactly.
So unsatisfying.
Yeah, that was one of the things that it took a little getting used to. That was one part of it. But after I did the hydrotherapy, it regulated.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Wow. So you recommend that. You recommend some hydrotherapy. That's what it's called, right? A colonic.
Colonic hydrotherapy, correct.
So get it professionally done. So that way you can get, because there's going to be a dramatic change in your elimination. So if you do the colonic, the hydrotherapy, then you'll be in good shape for that, huh?
Yeah, that worked for me, as well as you can always do, I guess, enemas would work just as well. As I said, I wouldn't recommend an over-the-counter laxative, but
yeah,
it's going to have to be that somewhat invasive approach.
Got it. So for those of you do-it-yourselfers, please don't go in your backyard and start firing up your garden hose or anything like that. Go and get it medically supervised if you can.
Yeah, in the clinical setting.
Or at least professionally supervised. And I don't mean your best friend or neighbor.
Right.
This is so fascinating, Will. I'm blown away by this, and I can't deny it. I am so intrigued and fascinated by this. This is really, you had me up until the colonic part. I've got no offense to colonics. It's just something that I've got to get over my own fear about doing that. Maybe I don't know.
Trust me, I had no desire to do it myself, but it seemed like a necessary evil at the time.
I mean, you must have really believed in this to go to not only bet the result of your competition, which was amazing. You won the whole thing. You bet the competition on that without really knowing if it was going to work or not. And then you also, was this the first time you got one of those like colonic things?
Yes, that was the first time I did that. So all of it was a new experience.
You were all in, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, literally,
you're all in.
Yeah, there's no halfway with me. It's either black or white. No, all in or nothing.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh, that's too funny. Well, I think that's a wrap, buddy. Why don't you tell everybody how to get more information about you? How can they work with you? What do you have going on, and what's coming up in the future for you?
Well, let's see. If anybody's interested in working with me or learning more about the subject, I can recommend some resources to you, as well as coach you through and make adjustments based on what your body is experiencing. I'm available on Instagram @WillTuckerFitness.
and also on Facebook, Will Tucker Fitness. The future, looking forward to getting on the pro stage again next year. First show will be April 9th in Atlanta, so I'm training for that right now. Going to be going back on my 23-hour fasting starting in January, and hoping to put some more size on, especially lower half, because that's typically one of the bigger things, you know, they look for on the pro stage is that real thickness. But my conditioning always lands me in the top five. I've never placed outside the top five, pro or amateur show. So I'm hoping to really bring a good package to the stage, you know, fast all the way through 23 hours through April. And hopefully really make some noise and shed some light on the plant-based aspect of it, and maybe even the fasting high-carb aspect of it too, and get people off the protein. I mean, that's where everybody thinks it's at, is, you know, consuming mass amounts of protein, and that's just not the case. So that's kind of what's going on in the future. Looking forward to doing that in April. And as of right now, just maintaining my group fitness studio. If you're local in the Phoenix area, I'm located in Gilbert, Arizona, Will Tucker Fitness, or WTF is my moniker I go by. So you can always find me there.
Oh, wonderful. Well, Will, you represent so well. Will Tucker, four-time bodybuilding champion, 100% vegan, and now he's doing colonics and eating one meal a day and taking little pebble poops. So there you go. There you go. Full summary of Will Tucker's routine. Now that's what he's all about. And he's coming in more massive, more strong, and more shredded and ripped than ever before. So this is so cool. I don't even know how I'm going to approach testing this, but I'm just fascinated about it. And I want to test this out. Thanks so much, Will. I really appreciate it. We love having you on the show. Can't wait to having you on the show again. Let's see what else happens, or if this is it for you, we'll see. But
all right. Well, thanks let's for having
please
me.
Keep in touch. Yep. And folks, well, for those of you who haven't already, make sure you download your very own copy of the Vegan Muscle Guide. Go to veganmusclebook.com. Also, make sure that you get the free audio training on how to raise your metabolism now. You just simply go to veganbodyrevolution.com, click on free courses, and you will see a link to that audio training right there. So again, I thank you so much, Will. Those of you who are listening, thank you so much. And also thank you for all of your wonderful comments on iTunes. It really helps us out. It helps get these podcasts out to more and more people looking for this information. This is your host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, Thomas Tadlock, and I will catch you on the next podcast.